Hey y'all, and welcome to Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. In this episode, we're going to talk about a mindset shift that can change your life. I know it sounds like a big claim, but I truly know that it can. I've seen it happen countless times in my own life, as well as with my clients. And I want to share with you some of the ways that I've learned to make this shift. Today, we're going to talk about some simple steps that will help you make the shift into an abundant mindset and keep yourself there long term. We'll also discuss some practical ways that you can practice these steps right now in your own life so you can start enjoying the benefits of an abundant mindset today. I believe that everyone has a deep and innate need to feel safe, loved, and valued. When we are born into this world, we are given the gift of life, and we have to find a way to make sense of it. Our ability to adapt and grow is what allows us to survive in this new environment. We all learn the basic needs through our experiences as children: food, shelter, love, affection. We also learn other things such as how to speak, walk, and even how to express ourselves through art or music. All of these things can be considered as tools that help us navigate through life with confidence and ease. However, there is one thing that can often get lost in translation, which is our self-worth and self-esteem level. The truth is that we are all born with an abundant mindset, and our parents do not teach us how to see it or believe it until later on in life, and sometimes they never teach it to us. So what can we do about this? We can start by changing our own mindset and start seeing all those around us with love and compassion, because without it, nothing else really matters. How can we shift from living in scarcity, which many of us grew up learning through our parents' behaviors, to one of abundance, hope, and joy? First, let's talk about what scarcity means. It means that you've been focused on what's missing in your life, what you don't have or what you don't have enough of. So if you're feeling like there's not enough money, or there's not enough time, or there's not enough energy, then you're focusing on what's missing and trying to fill those holes with stuff that doesn't really matter. But when you shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance, everything changes. Instead of focusing on the things that are missing, you start focusing on how much there is around us, how much love there is around us, and how much beauty there is around us. And it changes your entire outlook. It becomes easier to see the joy in everyday life because you aren't comparing yourself to others as much. I think comparisons are a double-edged sword. On one hand, they can be helpful in gauging where you are and where you want to be. But on the other hand, we all know how harmful that comparison can be. See, when I compare myself to someone else, I usually find myself wishing I was more like them. And that doesn't do me any good at all. Honestly, it leaves me feeling bad about myself and wondering why I'm not as good as this other person. And then I think about how much time and energy we spend comparing ourselves to others instead of focusing on what makes us unique and amazing. We can be so stuck in our own heads that we forget there's a whole world out there of people who have different experiences from us. But here's the thing, even if you don't look like them or have their life, that doesn't mean that they're better than you. It just means that they have different experiences than you. And that is honestly okay. It's okay for every single person to be different from every other person, because that's what makes life interesting. See, it's true because we're taught from a young age that there isn't enough to go around. We're taught that if you want something, you have to work for it, and that means giving up other things. How many times did y'all's parents say, "Money doesn't grow on trees"? And that's a really tough lesson to learn, especially when you're in school and your friends are getting everything they want and you're not. But what if there was enough? What if there was actually more than enough? What if there was enough for everyone and all you had to do was take what is yours? That's the idea behind abundance. The idea that no matter how hard your life is, or how much money you have, or how many people are ahead of you on the list of those who deserve more than they already have, there's enough for all of us. If we all just took what was ours, then we'd be happier and healthier people. But when you shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance financially, everything changes dramatically. Your relationship with money becomes one of abundance, where there's plenty for everyone. When you make this shift in your thinking, the world opens up to you in ways that it never did before. You'll be able to see opportunities you never knew existed and take advantage of them, instead of just watching other people take advantage first. You'll have access to resources like never before and be able to use them in ways that help you grow as a person and find fulfillment in your life. And the best part, all of this can happen without breaking the bank. If you are ready for change, then let's get started on shifting your mindset from scarcity to abundance financially. When you're struggling with a lack of money, it's all too easy to fall into a scarcity mindset. You might be thinking that you'll never be able to get out of debt and that your financial situation will always be so difficult. But what if I told you that changing your mindset from scarcity to abundance in all areas can help you achieve financial stability? What does abundance mean? It means having more than enough of whatever you need or want. You can have an abundance of food and water, but also you can have an abundance of love and happiness. And when it comes to money, having an abundance means being able to cover all of your expenses without having to worry about where the next dollar is coming from. So how can we shift from scarcity to abundance with money? The answer lies in the idea of manifesting. Manifesting is a practice of creating what you want by believing it's already there and then taking action to bring that vision into reality. In other words, if you're constantly telling yourself that money is scarce, then you'll continue to experience it as scarce, and vice versa. The more you believe in abundance, the more opportunities will present themselves for you to create more wealth. Making this shift doesn't mean giving up on your old values about money. Instead, it means adapting those values so that they align with your new beliefs about abundance. You don't have to let go of everything that has been holding you back in order to manifest abundance. Instead, just tweak those old thoughts so they feel more aligned with what you want out of your life. The first step is to examine your beliefs about money. If you believe there's not enough, or if you think that money is bad, then your subconscious mind will make it so. This is just a simple law of attraction. If you think something, then you'll get it. If you want more money, think about it. You don't need to be a millionaire. Everyone has enough money for their needs. The second step is to visualize what kind of future you want with this new abundance of wealth and prosperity in your life. See yourself driving around in a new car, or maybe you like flying everywhere. Maybe you want to enjoy dinner at an expensive restaurant every night. Maybe you want to own your own home. Maybe staying at home and taking care of your kids is your ultimate dream. Maybe it's being able to travel whenever you want. And then let those thoughts sink into your subconscious mind and prepare for manifestation through the law of attraction. Next, we need to get clear on what our values are. If you want more money and you value freedom, for example, then start looking for ways to be more free. Maybe that means making time for yourself so that you have more energy to focus on your work. Maybe it means spending less time on social media and more time on yourself. Whatever that is for you, if you don't make time for the things that matter most to you, then you will never be able to have the kind of abundance you want. Then start paying attention when opportunities come up that might help you manifest your goals. When an opportunity comes up, do a quick calculation. How much will it cost me in time or energy or both versus how much revenue will I generate? If the answer is a lot, then maybe it's not worth pursuing right now. But if it's not too much or even nothing at all, then go for it. The point is not to be a martyr. The point is to shift from scarcity into abundance with money by manifesting those opportunities into reality. And finally, be grateful for what y'all already have. Gratitude has been shown to increase happiness by as much as 25%. And y'all, it increases generosity. So take some time every day to think about what makes you happy. Whether it's spending time with your loved ones or taking care of yourself by doing something fun, like going out and getting gelato after dinner. And start thanking the universe for money. You find a dollar bill on the ground, be grateful. You got a free coffee, that's saving you money, which means more money in your pocket. Be grateful. You were able to pay all your bills, even if you didn't have anything this month for extra. Be grateful. The universe, and for me, God, wants to bless us, but we have to be open to receiving it. There are countless ways, y'all, that we can shift from scarcity to abundance, not only just in money, but in our view on the world. But one of the simplest things to remember is that we are not alone. We are all connected to all beings, and their experiences are reflected in ours. The world is a mirror of our inner lives, for how we feel about ourselves and about other people. When we see others as separate from us, it's because we haven't yet realized our true connection to them. But when you understand this truth, it becomes easier to see how everything connects back to you. Your thoughts, your actions, your feelings, even those other people. When you realize that everyone has something within them that is connected to who you are and what you want out of life, then compassion becomes easier than judgment or fear. In order to shift from scarcity to abundance in our view on the world, it's important to re-examine what we actually mean by abundance. We often think of abundance as that we can only get it if we have a lot of money or a lot of resources, but that's not actually true. Abundance is all around us, in nature and in each other. We just have to actually open our eyes and be willing to see it. To start seeing abundance everywhere, I want you to try this simple exercise for me. Take a walk outside on a sunny day and make sure to stand somewhere safe, of course, and close your eyes. When you open your eyes again, look at what's around you. The trees, the grass, the sky above you, and try naming all the colors you see. It may seem silly at first, but it'll help you train your mind to look for color and beauty where you may not have seen it before. Another way to practice seeing abundance is by sharing what you have with others. Sharing food, sharing a meal, sharing clothes you don't wear anymore with friends or family who could really use that. They'll appreciate how much you care about them, and then they also will want to start sharing in some small ways instead of taking everything for themselves. Now, of course, not everyone has the luxury of being able to share their actual resources with others. But even if you can't give away material things, sharing your time and attention is still super beneficial. Taking time out of your day to help someone else can make you feel more connected, which will make it easier for you to see the abundance around you. I know many of you listening are used to a scarcity mindset. It can be difficult to see the abundance in the world around you. That's because scarcity is a mindset. When you believe that there's not enough of something, then it's hard to believe that there's enough for everyone. But when we think about our own lives, we know that there are always ways to make things work. We may not have enough money for everything we want or need, but we still figure out a way to get by. The same goes for resources. If there is a shortage of water, then people will find ways to make water purification systems work for them. If there's a shortage of food, or much like myself this last year, baby food, then people will find ways to grow their own food or trade with others who have more of what they need. When we stop looking at what we don't have and start looking at what we do have instead, we can begin seeing how abundant our world really is. The world is changing. I get that. We see it in the news every single day. We feel it in our own lives as we struggle to make ends meet sometimes or pay our bills on time. We see the cost of groceries going up. In some ways, it's easy to feel like the world is getting worse. And I guess that's true if you look at the big picture. But when we zoom out, There are more people than ever who are creating change for good, who are doing things that make life better for themselves and others. And that's where you come in. You can be one of those people too. Start with gratitude and abundance. When was the last time you truly felt grateful for anything? If you can't remember, it might be because your mind has been so focused on what you don't have or wish you had instead of what you do have right now. Try making a list of all the things that make up your life right now. The people around you, your job or school schedule, even if it doesn't seem ideal, even just this moment. Spend some time really thinking about how blessed you are to have these things and why they mean so much to you. Honestly, you will instantly start feeling happier when you stop to take a moment to actually show gratitude. Another practical way to start applying abundance and gratitude to your life is by learning to be more aware of the people who are around you. When you're mindful of the people in your life, you'll notice that there's always someone who has helped you out, or someone who is willing to help you, or someone who needs your support. And when you start feeling this way, instead of focusing on what's missing from your life or what could be better, it'll be easier for you to notice all the good things in front of you right now. It's equally important to take inventory of what the people around you are saying. And honestly, if they're constantly negative, it may be time to spend less time with those people and spend more time around people who are going to speak joy and positivity into your life. Another way to practice gratitude is by taking time each day to do something that makes your heart sing or brings joy into your life, even if it's only for a few minutes at a time. This could be anything from taking a walk outside while listening to music or going on a hike with friends. It could also be something like playing an instrument or writing poetry. If there's something that makes your heart leap with joy, try incorporating it into your daily routine so that it becomes a part of what makes you feel alive and happy each day. A final thing you can implement immediately is affirmations. Affirmations are a great way to start the day and to center yourself. They can be a simple, positive phrase that you repeat to yourself over and over again. They can also be more complex, such as sentences or paragraphs that you just read out loud. You may even want to just write your own affirmations. Whatever you choose, affirmations are meant to help you feel better about yourself and the world around you. As an example, if you're feeling down about money because of an unexpected expense or a bill that's due soon, try saying something like, "I am grateful for what I have and everything will work out." Every single morning before you leave for work, repeat that. This can help take away some of the stress from worrying about money because it helps remind us that we already have what we need in life. Other examples of affirmation to add into your daily routine are, "I am grateful for the abundance that surrounds me. I'm grateful for all of my blessings. I'm grateful for the opportunity to make a difference." As a society, we have become increasingly aware of the importance of self-talk. We know that the things you say to yourself can affect your mood, your feelings, and even your actions. But what do we tell ourselves? What do we think about when we look in the mirror? When we're making decisions? When we're trying to stay motivated? Do we tell ourselves that we are capable and worthy of success and happiness? Or do we say things like, "I'm not good enough. This isn't going to work out. I'll never get it right." The words that you say to yourself each day affect how you feel about yourself and about what's possible for your life. They can help you stay motivated or push you into a depression. The words that you choose determine whether or not you will achieve your goals, and if so, how quickly they will happen. It's important to be aware of what kind of self-talk is happening in your head on a daily basis so that you can change it if necessary. We all have an inner voice that tells us what we're worth, and sometimes it can be really hard to silence. But the truth is, if you're going to be successful in life, you need to learn how to quiet the voice and stop listening to it. Here are some staggering statistics on what we tell ourselves. 50% of people who give up their dreams say they do so because their inner voice told them they weren't good enough. 73% of people who fail at a goal say they did so because they thought they couldn't do it. 75% of people who fail at a goal say they did so because someone else told them they couldn't do it. You have a choice, y'all. You can choose to keep living in scarcity and fear. You can continue to believe that you are not worthy of the life you deserve and that you must fight tooth and nail for every scrap of progress you get. You can continue to believe that there's no such thing as a fair world, where everyone has what they need and where people treat each other with respect and kindness. Or you can choose to speak into existence the life you deserve. You can start speaking about your dreams as if they were already real, as if they were already happening, and then watch them unfold in front of your eyes. You can start treating yourself with compassion and respect and see how others respond by treating you the same way. You can stop getting angry at the world for not working like it should and start taking responsibility for changing things yourself. The choice, ultimately, is yours. Do you want to continue fighting for scraps? Or do you want to create something amazing for yourself? No matter your current situation, I'm 100% certain that you can create a life and a career that makes you happy, that gives you the freedom and flexibility to live the life of your dreams. All you have to do is decide that it's time for a change. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action and make some changes in your life. And if you're ready to go all in, check out my website, joethomasempowers.com, where I share more about my journey and the tools and resources that help me get where I am today. And in case no one has told you today, you are beautiful and loved. Don't forget, empowered voices change the world. Make sure yours is being heard.